I think it's probably time to start. I'm assuming that Pamela will check in when she gets here. And so why don't we start with a check-in? And Beth, since you were the last person on, I'm going to let you start.
Okay.
How was your week?
It was okay. It wasn't like fabulous, but it wasn't bad. I found I'm not feeling that good today. I don't know.
You're not feeling that
good
today.
A little run down, tired kind of thing.
Okay.
But I did find that I did some of the exercises, but I found that I had more resistance to completing them this week than I have had any other week. Definitely.
Okay. Well, you know what? We will address that.
But, I mean, other than that, I've had a pretty good week. I think I'm just tired. I've had a lot going on. I've got to go to Chicago tomorrow morning, so
really,
I'll be trying to get everything organized for that.
Is this for business?
Yeah, it's just really quick. I leave tomorrow and come back late on Friday.
Wow, that is fast.
Yeah.
Okay. So you had some resistance. Do you know what in particular you had resistance to?
Well, I went through the checklist where it said to star the things that were your limiting beliefs.
Uh-huh.
But then the next exercise, I just thought, I just don't want to do it.
because the beliefs are probably serving a purpose.
Probably.
And that's really a very good point that we're definitely going to go over tonight.
Okay.
You know, because if you're experiencing resistance there, that's happening for a reason. And to really try to push through any resistance makes it more difficult. So, you know, we don't really want to do that. You know, there are ways of actually tricking the mind so that it's really happy to be of assistance. So, and then, you know, we'll look at some things as to why this, you know, these issues might be serving you.
Okay.
So that's great. That's really wonderful feedback. That's wonderful.
Good.
Yay. Okay, Anita.
Yes. Well, I can relate to what Beth was just saying in terms of resistance. I did go through the list and starred things, and then I had other things that I made another mark next to that. And I guess this is the mind playing games.
Not our mind. They would never do that.
And it's something that, you know, like, well, the one that money doesn't grow on trees, well, you know, my mind says, well, it doesn't. You know, when you look at it in the literal sense, well, of course it doesn't.
I know, but I've actually, you know, in doing, you know, writing certain articles and whatever, I have actually found pictures of money growing on trees. So there.
Actually, I've seen some of those too. But, you know, I mean, in terms of the connotation of that phrase, which, of course, I don't know if anybody's never, I don't know if there's a person that's not heard that phrase before. So in terms of the connotation, that has not really been one of my beliefs.
Right.
You know, and then there's another one that I did the same thing with, which is rich people are stingy, tight-fisted, crooks, mean, nasty. You complete the sentence. And I did the same thing with that, and I said, well, some of them are.
And some, that's true.
And some poor people are all of those things, too.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, they're just some you know, just a jumping off point for you.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And if it doesn't pertain to you, then don't even bother with it. It's a time
waster. Yeah. Mhm. And then I, like Beth, did not do the rest of the exercises.
Interesting.
I read through the instructions for them, but I didn't do them.
Okay. Any particular reason?
Well, it's one of those becauses.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't have time for that right now. I have too many other things I have to get done. That kind of thing. And then I did want to ask you a question, and this is going back to a previous page in the workbook, because I'm not really sure what it's referring to, and it's on page 8. It's after the My Dream Life section.
Okay.
And it says, do the forgiveness exercises, visualizations, and meditations now. And I'm really not sure where those are. Do you mean the recording?
Exercises, those were the last one, you know, after like the first week. We had the forgiveness exercises, the visualizations, and meditations. It's just in the Power of Joy module 1. And let's see if I can't find them. So it would be forgiveness part 1 and forgiveness part 2.
Oh, okay. Well, I listened to those. So then the visualizations and meditations, you're just talking about those recordings.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Okay. So very cool. And Deb, why don't you say hello to Beth?
Hi, Deb.
Hello, Beth.
And why don't you share with us how your week was and where you are in terms of if you've had a chance to listen to the classes and what's going on with you.
Well, I seem to be a bit, I don't know, I can't find the recording to listen to it yet, so.
Really? Okay. You couldn't find the recording on the page.
Yeah, or I'm not looking at the right page or something.
Okay, let's get you on the right page. Okay.
Page 1, I guess.
Okay, so the recordings that, well, you have the Power of Joy. Did you receive that?
A recording? I don't have any recording.
Okay. I know I sent it to you. I don't know whether you received it. The Power of Joy program? The audio program?
I don't think so. You sent it to me in an email, right?
Yes. And with a link to a program. Okay, I'll send it to you again. Actually, I'm going to have you go there right now.
Okay, I'm on my email.
So go to marbethdunn.com. / P as in Peter, O J, or like Power of Joy, P O J, / thank you, .html.
Stop. I lost you at about the third thing you said, so
Marbeth.com. / P O J as in Power of Joy, / thank you.
Okay, I have marbeth.com.
Marbethdunn.com.
Two N's, right?
Yep.
Okay.
/ POJ as in Power of Joy. / thank you .html. So there's your Power of Joy. That show up for you?
No, not presently.
Okay.
/ is different than that. How many slashes do we have?
It's under the question mark on your computer.
Thank you.
It's the bottom part of the question mark.
To hold people up.
Yeah, that's okay. So what we'll do, you know, if you need to have, you know, some extra time with me, let me know and we'll catch you up with everybody.
Okay. That probably would be best. So that
going
on what you want to do today.
Okay. So what we're going to do is, did you find it? I'll text it to you.
Okay.
So, okay. But today, I want... So you basically really you need a lot of catching up, basically.
Yes.
Did you find the lessons?
I found the lessons.
Okay, well, those lessons were actually taking you over to the Power of Joy, that page where all the recordings are.
Okay. Well, I didn't get there.
Okay.
The recordings.
Okay. So, so where the lessons are is that's also marbethdunn.com/new-beginnings with two N's, BEGINNINGS-2.
Okay,
because we're going to be working on that page tonight.
All right.
Did you find that?
I am writing it down because I can't seem to have my fingers go in the right way.
Okay, not an issue. It's marbethdunn.com/new-beginnings-2. So, okay. And so we need Mary Jane. Mary Jane, check in. Let's hear what's going on with you.
Well, I had a lot of opportunities this week to come up against some resistance.
Good.
To some things, and I was very proud of myself because I was a lot more measured in how I looked at the opportunities that were available for responding instead of reacting to stuff that I was very impatient with.
Good.
That felt good. I felt like I had a lot more choices. And also just holding space for how not everybody's as perfect as I am. Anyway, you know what I mean. I came up against these things and I thought, oh my gosh, why am I having to do this way? And then I realized that was just a perspective. And so I was really given a lot of opportunities to shift perspective, and so that it felt good. I mean, I'm so aware of this stuff now that it feels more like I'm not just being dragged along, but I'm in charge of the stuff that is happening and that I'm doing, and that's been very freeing because I feel like I have more input.
Awesome. That's awesome. I'm really happy to hear that. Very, very cool. Okay. So, everybody, I want you to go to your computer and pull up the New Beginnings course page and scroll down to today, which is August 14th, week number 3. And there's, you know, three modules. And that, Deb, are you there, sweetheart?
No.
Okay, let's try it again. MarbethDunn.com.
I have all these things that click around in here that I don't get.
I know, and your web connection may not be fast, but that's okay.
Marbeth, do we need to be at the computer, or do we just need a printout of that list?
It's actually some pictures up there, and we're going to be going to his gallery.
Okay, so then I've got to move everything then because I am not on the phone near my computer.
Okay, who is this?
Oh, so there's the artwork.
Yeah. So it's marbethdunn.com/new-beginnings-2. And what I really love about Alex Gray is that he sees what energy looks like. And if you can imagine these paintings being 8 feet tall, they're pretty amazing. And you can see in his anatomy his kinship to the Gray from Gray's Anatomy. Because he's pretty phenomenal. I have two of his paintings, and I have, they're not on this page, but we'll get over to where they are. Is everybody here yet?
Well, I'm still trying to get there. I'm not. I don't put my computer on in the evening, so I'm trying to catch up.
Oh, okay.
This is very
okay.
So
Marbeth Dunn
/new-beginnings what?
Okay, MarbethDunn.com /new-beginnings. BEGINNINGS-2. It's like a hyphen. It's not the underscore, it's a hyphen.
To the letter or the number or the write
the number,
it out?
The number two.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. My search engine does not find it.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you talking about going out to your workbook that you sent us to thank you on the top of it?
Is that Pamela?
Yes, it is. That is it.
No, this is to go on to my website, which has the Joy Strategist at the top of it.
Yeah, I've been on the website, but I've been going all over the place trying to figure out where you're.
Yes, my website, Marbeth. You won't find it because this is our private page. So if you go to MarbethDunn.com /new, and then the hyphen, beginnings, BEGINNINGS.
Stop, because when I did a back thing, everything went to hell and I had a back thing. Okay, let me go all the way back up and all the way back down. Did you see this thing?
I'm sorry?
I thought you were sending us homework, and I kept looking for it, but I got over 100 emails from you.
I know, I'm terrible. So this is actually, I know Michelle sent this out yesterday for me, reminding everybody about the class, but I didn't tell everybody to go on to this page.
Yeah, because I was looking at that today going, where's my homework so I can do it? Okay, /what?
So it's MarbethDunn.com, and then the /, and then the word new, N-E-W, and then there's a hyphen. And then it says beginnings, BEGINNINGS, hyphen, and the number 2.
Okay, after you put .com or not?
Yes,
MarbethDunn.com,
/new-beginnings-2, the number 2.
Okay, it's not coming up.
It's not coming up.
So they're not dashes. They're dashes.
They are dashes. Slash. They're hyphens. It's not the underscore. It's like a dash.
Yeah. Yeah, a dash, but not a slash.
No, it's not a slash.
Little.
You know what? I'm going to send this out as an email to everybody. That'd be the easiest, so then you can just click on it.
Right.
I have it pulled up on my phone, but then where do we go from that page?
If you scroll down, you should see some paintings.
Just on there, okay. Oh, yes, okay. Got it.
So I have it here in my cursor, and I'm going to send this out to everybody.
New-beginnings-2.
I can't understand you, Pamela. Are you on speaker?
New-beginnings-2. What?
New, not slash. It's a dash. It's a hyphen.
But you said /.
The only / is before the new, before the word new.
Right. I had that in there. Okay.
Okay, so who needs me to send this? Is it Deb?
Yes.
Okay, that's okay. And who else? Who else needs me to send it?
Pamela.
Okay. Who else needs me to send it?
Everyone else was able to get it?
Yes, it's the homework page that we've had from the beginning.
Right. Well, I have that, but that's under Joy Strategies.
No. That under the power of joy? No. I just sent it to you guys, so you're going to have it in a second.
Okay.
Okay, homework is July 10th. I just have too much stuff of yours.
Yeah, that's not the right class.
I haven't thrown anything away.
Okay, you want me to text it to you, Pamela?
No, I just emailed it. Okay.
Yay, I got it.
All right.
I got it.
All right. So scroll down the page, because it's important you have this page. You can't do the homework if you don't have the page.
Add bookmark.
Yeah, bookmark it. Okay. Yeah. So now you're going to see the work of Alex Gray. And if you imagine these paintings being 8 feet, they're amazing. Mm. And the first one, you know, we're talking about energy tonight. And one of the things about energy is that energy and matter are basically the same thing. If you remember Einstein, I couldn't think of his name for a second. Oh my God, Einstein. You know, taught us that energy and matter are the same. So, you know, that basically that's what they are. Energy equals matter times the speed of light squared. So they are interchangeable, and neither space or time are absolute. But mass is nothing but a form of energy. So we are nothing but a form of energy. So everything is energy. Anything that appears to be physical really is energy and is mostly space. So anything that's at rest has stored energy. And that would be like trees or rocks or water. Everybody's made up of energy. You know, people, water, everything is in one form or another. So it can either exist as matter or it can exist as not matter. You know, it could be appear as light or waves in quantum energy, quantum physics. Energy is waves. We work with waves. So it's all around us. We are all connected. And if you look at Alex Gray's paintings, you're going to see that, you know, how we are all connected. So you can see that there's a grid that is, it just totally interacts with this man that's sitting there meditating. You can see the chakras, the seven main energy centers that are in his body. And if you could see it, you know, enlarged is the actual size that it is, you'd see the 21 lesser chakras. And then if you look at the picture beside it, you see how people are intertwined as well, through their crowns, through their third eyes, and through their hearts. Can everybody see that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So now if you click on, I don't think I put links on most of these, but if you click on them, it's going to take you to the Chapel of the Sacred Mirrors, which was the exhibit that I saw in New York of his work. And this is the painting that I own, I don't own the original. I own a limited edition on paper. The first one that was just there, if you, you know, click on the paintings on the bottom, you see it looks like a being standing there without any skin, but you can see the seven chakras. You can see, it keeps shifting, but you can pull it back. You can see the grid all around it and the rays coming from the third eye, as well as all the energy points in the body. So now it shifted to the next one, which is the spiritual energy system. And you can see it's like a fountain coming through. Let's push that back. It keeps moving. but you can see that there is a fountain of energy coming from the crown. Crown is all open, and all the energy is coming up and around like a fountain. And then it moves to, it's called the universal mind lattice, where this energy just is flowing, and you can see that there are energy centers. And then we can skip the void, which is the one that we're just light, and go to the next one, which is very Tibetan, and, you know, just basically showing how all of the different layers that exist within us. And then there goes to the Christ, which is the highest consciousness with a sacred heart in the center. And then there's, it's called Sophia. It's a woman with lots of eyes all over her body and kind of a mermaid feeling to her. And then the last one is just the pure light. So what I'm concerned about tonight is going back to the first blue one, where you can see the energy centers and you can see that there is kind of a lattice work of energy, and the ones beside it where you can see the energy. Because basically that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And, you know, I just really wanted to share that with you because, A, I think these are amazing paintings, and B, I think the visual can really help you understand, you know, how the whole energy system actually works, how we interconnect with each other, so that it's very easy to pick up other people's stuff, which was basically our lesson for tonight. But I also want to go back because several of you have experienced resistance. And, you know, I think it's important that we address that. So before we actually go into, you know, talking more about energy and how we can hold everybody else's energy, I think it would be good if we address some of the resistance that everybody had tonight. Is that cool with you guys?
Sure. Sounds good to me.
Okay. So, okay. So now, Beth, you were experiencing resistance this week, mm-hmm. with when it came to dealing with the limiting beliefs. What did you find when it came to you know, like which was it particular ones, or, you know, was the whole exercise in general that gave you the resistance?
No, I don't think it was particular ones, because I didn't have any problem going through the pages and putting little stars next to the ones that resonated with me.
Right.
But then when it got to the next exercise of doing it, I just found myself really not wanting to do it, and, you know, kind of thinking, well, I'll do it later, or I could start it now, I don't really want to. And so I just never really got beyond checking off the list.
So let's go to a because there. I don't want to do those. I don't want to release those limiting beliefs because.
So you're asking me to answer that question about just all of them in general?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd say because.
Well, you want to write it down. Get it, you know, so have a pen and paper there.
Okay, let me get my pen. Okay, so because they're familiar to me.
Okay, because. Just write down as many becauses as you can.
Okay.
Without getting in your head about it.
Okay, because they, because I know them, I guess.
Yeah. Because.
Because they're patterns that I have.
Yeah, because we keep going back to the because you're not releasing them
because it's something I learned, I guess, as a child to have these patterns in some of those.
because. I don't want to release him because.
I don't want to release him because. It's like it would be really hard to do.
Because it would be hard to release him because.
It would be hard to release him because. I'd have to move beyond into something unknown.
Okay, that's good. Okay, we're getting a little juicy here.
Okay.
Okay. So, are there any other becauses?
Well, I think the underlying because is almost the same as it was last week when we were going through things, because they feel safe and because there's a fear beyond it of the unknown.
Okay. So it actually is safer, and this is very prevalent. It's not just about you, but this is very prevalent with people. We don't want to let go of stuff because it's familiar to us. It's because it's what we know and because it's safe. We don't know what's going to happen if we let go of them. Yeah, I mean, it could be something wonderful, but even that can be scary. You see? So, you know, you could be living a life of unhappiness and a drama, and here an opportunity will come along, and it would be so easy to just shift your thinking and move into a place where you're happy. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, people will stay where they are. You know, it's like you could read a book that, and I know we all have done this, we've all read books that, you know, spelled out easy to follow lesson plan for how to get from point A to point B. And I would say 90% of us haven't done it. There is that resistance. So, you know, and I've been expecting it to show up. So I think it's kind of cool that it did. And I think that, you know, we need to look at it. Now, one of the things, and one of the reasons that I was hoping everybody would go on Facebook, is that you have a community here. We have a community that we can interact with. So if you're finding that you're experiencing resistance, you can actually reach out to your peers and, you know, and say, look, you know, I wanted to do that exercise, but I just couldn't do it. And so somebody, whereas if you were, you know, like partnering with somebody or you want, or interacting with each other about doing the exercises, chances are you would do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, I think you're right.
Yeah,
it's,
I know I'm right.
It's good to have a little accountability.
We need the accountability, and that's very important, and that's why it's really important to have a group of like-minded people here where they can, you know, you can actually have the accountability for each other. And I think it would be really good if you guys would partner up. So do you want me to put you guys together, or let me see, we have... let's see. There are 5 of us. So we... Oh, did we just lose somebody? Or somebody come back?
Actually, I heard a beep.
I'm
sorry?
Yeah, I can.
I just... It's Anita. I dialed in with my cell phone instead of my landline so that I can use my headset.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. And, you know, as you know, the call is being recorded, so... It will be on the course page tomorrow. I've coordinated with Michelle. She'll have it up tomorrow. God bless her. So we'll have the recording from tonight. So what I'd like to do would be to create 2 groups, and you know, one of, you know, with 2 people and one with 3 people, and you guys can decide who you want to be in group with, so that you can actually give support to each other. And the other thing that's really wonderful about this is that when you're helping someone else, it actually helps you learn. And that's been proven. I'm sorry?
I've heard that before.
It's true.
Yeah. It reinforces it.
It reinforces it for you. So, and actually the Course in Miracles will tell you, you know, if you want to learn peace, teach peace to learn it. It's just, you know, that's the way it is. You want to learn something, you teach it. So I think that, that in terms of accountability, that would be really good, you know, for us. So let's take a look then at, you know, why, you know, so you don't feel, you have these reactions. You may feel like, okay, I have limiting beliefs about releasing my limiting beliefs. Those are basically excuses. And when you uncover them, what a wonderful opportunity to zap it. So we're going to go over some of the exercises from last week because we actually got into some really interesting discussions last week. We did some great stuff, but we didn't really focus that much on the limiting beliefs. I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. Basically, to ferret out those pesky limiting beliefs, the easiest way is to write down the ones that relate to you. If you're finding yourself with a goal that you would like to accomplish, but something's holding you back, just sit down, write down your goal. No, I would like to create a. I'd like to remodel my house, you know, but you're having some resistance to it. So you write down what are, you know, whatever comes to your head. I'd like to remodel my house, but I'm stuck because you just use the word because, and then you just write down all the reasons why you can't do it. But you don't sit there in your head and think, well, let's see, there's this one and there's this one. No, you really want to write what's going to come off the top of your head. Bam, 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 bam. Until you, when you start to think about it, that's the time to stop. Is everybody clear on that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what if you're working with something intangible, like a health issue? Like, you know, if I can't remodel my house, it's because I don't have time or I don't have money. Or don't. But if you have a health thing that you've done everything you can possibly think of, you've tried every medication, you've tried every holistic thing, you've looked online, you've read all the blogs, but you just, I mean,
you want to give us a for instance?
I don't see it as a belief, but I'm obviously resisting being healthy with the nerve, you know. The
right,
nerve.
I know.
So here's
what you would do, Mary Jane.
Yeah.
So you would write down, okay, you're going to write down, I'm holding on to this condition because, you know, but you can be very specific about it. I'm holding on to this, you know, condition because, and then just write down whatever comes to your head.
Okay.
Really quickly. You don't give it, you know, you don't sit there and think about each answer. First thing that comes to your head.
I can't think of a reason why I am. Because it gives me an excuse. It gives me excuse for things.
It's serving a purpose. Has it gotten better?
No, not really.
Okay.
I stopped the medication for it, which is good.
Okay.
Because nothing seems to be working, so I thought that's one less thing my liver has to do. But I just can't.
Okay, so I don't want to release this this. Let's look at what condition, what purpose it might be serving.
Okay.
It may be taking the place of you taking responsibility for something.
Okay.
It may be, you know, I think it tends to come when you're agitated. Is that correct? Or does it have rhyme or reason?
Well, it's a chicken and an egg thing, but yes.
Yeah.
up when adrenaline flows, whether it's happy adrenaline or whether it's, upset, whatever makes adrenaline flow fires these nerves.
Okay.
So if I'm excited about something, the same thing happens.
Okay.
Excited in a positive way.
We will work on, why don't we work on this, because this is a more complicated issue, and we want to, get everything kind of generally clear for people.
But we'll definitely
work on this.
Okay.
We will definitely work on that and see, what may be, it may not be a limiting belief, basically.
Okay.
There could be other issues involved.
It's a limiting belief.
I'm sorry?
Not everything.
No, of course not. Not everything is a limiting belief. That's why we started with forgiveness. Because very often things that show up in our lives, our energy is blocked because we've experienced a loss of some sort.
Right.
Or a hurt. Something has hurt us. Something has traumatized us. And, so that's showing up as a blockage. Because as we are energy, our emotions are energy in motion, emotion. So they can also show up in our different bodies. We have, we have the physical body, we have the etheric body, the emotional body, the mental body, and that's just, going by I was just looking in Barbara Brennan's book, Hands of Light. But in Kundalini Yoga, we have 10 bodies. We have 3 mental bodies. We have the positive mind, the negative mind, the neutral mind. We have the auric body. We have the arc line, which runs from shoulder to shoulder around the top of your head. We have the subtle body, which actually goes with you after you die. When you die, your subtle body, it goes with your soul. So there's the physical body. Let me see. I know there's other ones that I'm not thinking of often. But anyway, there are 10 bodies in Kundalini Yoga that we talk about. We have a lot of bodies. So when you have the emotions, they get stuck in your emotional body, which can also affect your physical body because we're all connected. They're all aspects of the same thing. So very often, sometimes you've experienced a hurt or a loss or a trauma, and that will trigger something. And it could be, that may have triggered that condition. Or it could be a limiting belief. Or today we're looking at energetic causes, because very often the things that we hold are not even ours. Very often they belong to somebody else, because we are all connected with each other. So I wanted you to see the visual so that, some of us are very visual here in this group. Not mentioning any names, but Pamela, did that help get you more visual, more clarity?
I understand where you're coming from. It's just only one step as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Then you're out. Why am I holding on to my old stuff?
But, so last week it really was about, the limiting beliefs, because very often we're holding on to stuff and we, we don't even know. We have no clue. Sometimes it's just so hard to even ferret out your own stuff, because you just don't even realize that there's an issue there. So often, other people may be able to see it, but we can't. I was actually talking about this with someone today. For years I had a pattern of attracting narcissistic people into my life. And I had no clue. Somebody would say to me, well, is there a pattern all these people have in common? I couldn't see it because I was in it. And when you're in it, you can't necessarily see it. It really took, you had to hit me over the head with a frying pan to be able to see the pattern. And once I saw it, then it was like, okay, I set my intention that I wasn't going to attract that kind of person into my life, and I haven't ever since. But, you know, it took the just needing to see what it was, you know, that could be creating the issue. Then the other thing is that there are patterns. And, you know, Deb was in a class with me where we studied patterns, and we actually learned how to work with them three-dimensionally, which was very, very interesting. And I use that, you know, quite a bit. It's a lot of the things that we are experiencing may be coming down from our ancestry. We've actually absorbed things from that go back many generations, or we could pick them up from society, or from morphic fields, and you know, just different types of energy. Mm-hmm. Everything has energy. Everything has energy, and everything has consciousness. So anyway, I'm ranting. Because we were talking about, does everybody understand the issue of the limiting beliefs and what to do about them?
You don't know okay. What you do. You just say you write them down.
Okay, so you write them down. So basically, you know, Pamela, let's work on that, because, you know, if you have a limiting belief about about not feeling, right?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get out of... Are you stationary? Do you have a pen and paper? Pen and pencil?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So sit down and write down... I'm not able to feel because... And then just write down... the answers that come to you from the top of your head.
Right. Anyone else say anything on this?
I can't, you know, if you're on speaker, sweetie, if you could take yourself off speaker, we could understand you better.
Anyone else doing this?
I know. I know, but I can't understand you.
All right. We'll just keep going on someone else. And I'll work
No, I'm here with you. Let's continue.
Well, I can only do this. You talk to someone else, honestly.
Okay. You know, I know you weren't here last week, and I know that you had questions about it, so I wanted to show you how to access what they are and then how to zap them, because it's easy. It's very fast.
Is that where I put them in my box?
Well, you could put them in there, yeah. We could actually do it that way. Yeah. So, would you prefer that we work with someone else?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead while I do this.
Are you going to do that? You're going to write it down?
Yeah, I'm doing it while you're going to talk to someone else.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay, Deb, let's work with you because you weren't here last week also.
Okay.
Okay, so is there something that you would like to see if you have limiting beliefs about?
Well, I'm sure I do. My limiting belief is I would like to not work so much, and so then I procrastinate, I guess it is, and then it makes me irritated, and it's a little cycle of crappy stuff.
Okay.
So you want to
create a life where you're not working so much.
Yes.
Okay. So let's look at, you know, because in the workbook that comes with The Power of Joy, it'll go over a lot of limiting beliefs around money, around health, you know, and just different types of limiting beliefs. But I wanted to kind of work with you guys so that you understand that anything that you want to do and you're having resistance to, there's a limiting belief there. And I've actually read one book was just saying, anytime you set a goal for yourself, you're going to have limiting beliefs that they just automatically crop up. And I thought that was a very interesting statement. I haven't tested that in my life, you know, to know whether or not that's true. But I thought, well, that's cool. So evidently the limiting beliefs are just part of life. So, or resistance, whatever you want to call it, excuses. So, okay. So you want to set up a lifestyle that's easier for you where you don't want to work as hard. Is that correct?
Yeah, easier, just more fun.
Okay, so I don't set up this lifestyle where work is easier and more fun because...
Well, it jumped into my mind that it should be hard.
Okay, there is a limiting belief right there. What else?
Oh, big fat one.
Yeah, it was a big fat one.
I see myself being like a little baby and stomping my feet. Go, I don't want to do this.
I don't want to do this. Okay. Good. If you have to think about it, we'll work with those two. It's the ones that just pop into your head right away that are the ones that, you know, are there for a reason.
Okay.
So first one is it should be hard. It's supposed to be hard. Life is hard, right?
Yeah.
So
that's a family belief to me.
I know. So I don't remember exactly how did we crush those limiting beliefs last week? Did we put them in a box? I have many techniques.
We did put them in a box. I thought we did something else to them too.
I thought you vaporized them.
We vaporized them. Absolutely. Well, yeah, we vaporize them. There's all different ways. You know, you can. But I like the box idea. I don't want to confuse anybody. We'll keep it simple. So we have a box. You imagine this box in front of you, maybe, you know, 2 or 3 feet square, and you just throw that limiting belief in there. The life is supposed to be hard. Okay? And then I want you to close it, close the box, push the button, and vaporize it.
Okay.
There
well,
we go.
That's feeling really good. Yeah, this feels good.
Yeah, right? Okay, so now that take that whole image of you as a little baby stomping your feet and saying, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to change things. There it is. And just throw that in that box.
Okay.
And vaporize it.
Is that anything close to collapsing a field or anything?
As opposed to what?
Collapse the field, matrix.
You can, yeah, totally collapse the field.
Okay.
Deb and I have done a lot of training together.
I do that often when I think of, you know, being negative and all this. I'm just going to collapse that. And
yeah.
And, of course, it comes back.
Well,
so,
yeah, but, you know, let's look at... So why is it coming back? So I'm holding, here you go, write it down. I'm holding on to this because. I'm holding on to this belief because.
Okay. Are you asking me, or that's just what I should probably say to myself?
Do it right now. Or this belief comes back because.
Stuck in my brain.
Because it's stuck in your brain.
Well,
okay, collapse that one, sweetie. There you go. Well, you got to replace it with something else, right? So now you have your, you know, it's easy. You want to change it. So you want to create that. Now, there's certain words that you're going to use, you know, such as I have, I am. It's already, you know, I already have a new job happening. That's fun and easy. And really you want to allow yourself to really, you know, feel like it's already happened. that's, and we'll get more into this later on in the course when we get into reality creation. So, does anybody have any questions about the limiting beliefs?
I'm really glad that you said that about collapsing it and then, you know, kind of just...
Yeah, you know, because it's really good to...
Replace it with something.
Yeah, to replace it with something. You know, give yourself a different way to look at it so that, you know, so that you can think positive things about it instead of leaving a void. You really want to put something that's going to be positive in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you put in there?
I never thought it was a void. It feels like a void when I do it.
Yeah, so whatever it is that the belief, you know, was holding you back from, then you do something positive about it. So if it's a belief about not being able, you know, about not being able to change your career because it's too hard, and just say, you know, I am easily changing my career into something I love, and it feels so good. You know, so you're creating that. And then notice what's going on in your body. Are you having a reaction to that when you say it? Because then you may be ferreting out some more limiting beliefs. And then you would just continue with the process.
Okay.
Any questions? I mean, this is really important stuff. I mean, for years, you know, studying EFT and avatar and all these, you know, wonderful techniques to release limiting beliefs, I didn't know how to figure out how to find them. And it's so easy. You just have to add the word because.
Well, then you said replace the void with what?
With something positive. So what's yours, sweetheart? Did you come up with any answers?
Yeah, a whole page.
A whole page. Did you have to think deeply about them, or did they just flow really easily?
Oh, it just flows.
All right, good.
I'm sure there's deeper stuff, but this is all that just flows right out.
Okay, so now what you're going to do is take them one by one and put them in the box and vaporize them.
Can
if you want to share them with us, you can. If you don't, you don't have to.
Oh, it one of my limiting beliefs is that people don't give a shit, so so I don't discuss. So
here's what you do is you take that belief and you put it in the box. People don't give a shit whether I feel or not. They don't give a shit about me. Oh, there you go. It's about you.
Right.
So go put that people don't give a shit about me and put it in the box.
All right, and then what do
and
I
all the like? Feelings that go with that, sweetie. You know, if any visuals go with, if you're not feeling, put the visuals that go with that in the box too.
Okay.
Anything that you're perceiving goes in that box, and you vaporize it. There you go. Now you can reframe that by saying, you know, it may feel so good that I have friends who really care about me.
And it does.
That's right, because you do. And so a lot of these limiting beliefs, they were formed when you were little. You were just, you know, sponging everything up, you know, because you thought that what was presenting in the world was what was real. And that's
mm-hmm.
the way you saw it. And so they're unconscious.
Okay.
So, you know, when you do it, just replace it. You know, replace it with something positive.
Right.
And everything is there. You know, the recordings are there. The exercises are good. And, you know, and I really would love to hear your feedback, which you can put on Facebook or send me emails. If you guys want to partner up, here's your opportunity to partner up with some really incredible women you know, to give to have accountability with each other. Set up a time to work together.
I would like to have someone, but I don't know anybody, so I don't know who all wants to partner.
Is that Anita?
This is Deb.
Oh, Deb. Okay.
Yeah.
Who wants to partner with Deb?
Deb, are you on Facebook?
I have a Facebook thing page, I guess, but I just don't
I added
go there.
You into I added you into the group.
Woohoo! Okay.
Yeah, it's New Beginnings. Let me see which New Beginnings
is. It's really easy for me to I like to work on the Facebook page, actually, because I'm 3 hours earlier, I think, than a lot of other people, and it works well for me.
And who is that?
This is Beth.
Okay. Well, let's see. You're 3 hours. You're like on the West Coast. And Anita, are you on the West Coast now?
I'm in Arizona, but we're on. We don't go on daylight savings time, so.
I'm in Colorado right now. I'll be in California next week.
And who is this?
Anita.
Oh, hi, Anita.
So here you guys are actually on the same coast.
Yes, that's Deb, right?
I'm in Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
was it
Beth? West Coast
or?
Time. Yeah. Marbeth, I guess my question is, when you say partnering up, do you mean having phone conversations? Or
yeah, of course, phone conversations. I mean, if you want to... The likelihood of our, you know, getting together and, you know, in the physical, you know, is not always, you know, that easy.
No, I didn't mean that, but I, you know, you created the Facebook page.
Facebook is there for, you know, you can write, you know, what comes to you, you know, any experiences that you have that you might want to share, any ahas that you might want to share. You know, it's just a way of having that community there, you know, which I think is important. And you guys could connect by Skype also. I mean, I love Skype. So, I mean, I just think it's really wonderful. I have found, you know, in my work that when having somebody, an accountability partner, is really important. I've had... you know, empowerment training, I had an accountability, actually had two accountability partners. And we met for many, many months after the class finished, you know, because it was really helpful. So, anyway, I'm just putting that option out. So, Deb, did you find anybody to work with you?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so now
I would be happy to work with someone. I am not on Facebook, so it would be email or phone. This is Mary Jane, and so if that works for anybody, I'm happy to partner.
That works for
Mary
me.
Jane, Jim, and me too. That would be great.
Awesome. What about you, Miss Pamela? You want to partner with anybody? Pamela? Are you there?
Yeah, I had to put you on mute, and I forget because of Lego barking.
I know. Don't you hate that? You start talking, and nobody hears you.
Yeah, I know. And my boy is over here. my only thing is that my schedule is so wild.
Yeah.
With my
Pamela's
life.
Pamela's a helicopter pilot.
Oh, my.
So scheduling, I mean, I'd love to partner up because I know that works. It's just... And you're held accountable for getting your work done.
That's right.
I just, but with my schedule the way it is, I wouldn't want to ask somebody to be on hold because I'm busy Tuesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. So I got always something going on. If I'm not studying, I'm playing. Like being on a telecon.
No.
This is called playing. I got several people going, what do you mean you're not coming again tonight? So
right.
It depends on people's schedules if anyone's willing to work with me, which
Well, put it out there. You know, and you can also put it out on Facebook. You know, look at your schedule, see when you have some time, and say, you know, can anybody meet with me at this time?
But does this go on your regular Facebook, or does this go on?
We have a group Facebook, which is New Beginning 731. I think it's 731-12.
All right, I think I found that one. Okay.
New Beginning 731-12. And I included everybody there.
Right. No, I've seen it. I mean, sitting down, I've got so many of you, so much stuff that I copy of yours and try to pay attention to. Cancel clear that word, try. I do pay attention to.
I know you do. I know you do. Okay, so we really want to talk about energy tonight because, you know, that part of the other thing that goes on with us is, A, you know, we have energetic causes to some of the issues that we have. So, you know, that's why it's important to know all of the different reasons that we could be holding on to stuff. We might be experiencing physical symptoms. Because A, because of the loss, B, because of the limiting beliefs, or, you know, it could be like something traumatic, or there are energetic causes. So energetic causes could be that we're carrying other people's stuff, which I find in about 80% of the people I work with. You know, there's other people's stuff that we're just carrying around with us. Why? Because we're all so interconnected and we don't always have good boundaries. And, you know, sometimes you hug somebody and, you know, you love them and you're open to that. And then the next thing is like, oh, I don't feel so good. One time I was at somebody invited me to their house for Thanksgiving. And, you know, this elderly woman. And then afterwards, I was feeling low for days. I felt so bad. I was just, you know, really under the weather, just feeling kind of low. And you know what, Beth? Let's take a look at you. Because you've been feeling run down, tired, and let's take a look. And let's ask. I want you to. Do you know how to do muscle testing? Mm-hmm. Good. I want you to muscle test and ask yourself, is it your stuff?
Okay. It says yes.
It is your stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Ask if it's all your stuff.
I'm getting yes.
Okay, well, that's, you know, again, now is there, let's ask it again, is there an energetic cause with what you're feeling?
Yes.
Okay. So does everybody know how to do muscle testing, or would you like to learn?
I know.
I would like to learn.
I was just doing it with my fingers, not my arms, because how do you do it on yourself if you don't do it with...
I always do it with my fingers.
Okay.
I find that's for me, that works. And, you know, and I do it all the time. You know, I surrogate, muscle test. So, basically, what I do, and there are lots of different ways of doing it. Sometimes, you know, if you're visual, you may want to imagine that there's like a speedometer gauge in front of your eyes. And there's an arrow, and if you ask a question, a yes or no question, the arrow's either going to go to the left or the right side, and depending upon if it's right or if it's left, if it's yes or no. So if you are more visual than kinesthetic meaning that you feel things, then that is going to be a good way to muscle test. Another way is using a pendulum. Pendulum would, you know, have maybe a crystal at the bottom, you know, a chain or a string that has a crystal or just some sort of an object that can move. And then, you know, you just allow your subconscious to answer you. you know, to have the answers come through your pendulum. And I used that for years. I found it extremely helpful because I had no clue what was going on with me. And, you know, my pendulum gave me answers that were very enlightening because my subconscious actually could communicate with me. I was very disconnected. So, you know, you can use a pendulum. So you have a cord with an object at the end of it, and you can ask it to show you what yes would be, whether it goes around in a circle or has a, you know, a back and forth or sideways motion, what no would be, I don't know and I don't want to answer. And, you know, and we'll go, you know, some in the homework tonight, which is up on the page, the New Beginnings 2 page, the homework, you know, will go through, you know, the different ways of, you know, releasing your baggage. It's easy. It's releasing energy baggage. It's just how to connect with your body. And the muscle testing that I use is I'm left-handed. I loop my left thumb and forefinger together so the tips touch, and then I bring my right thumb and forefinger around them, and if the answer is yes, my fingers pull apart, and if it's no, they lock. So does anybody not understand what I've just said? Because I know I was discussing several things.
So you use your dominant hand for the one that's going to be strong or weak.
Again, I would say that's a personal preference.
Okay. I wasn't sure if, because I've been doing it with your left hand and I'm right-handed, so I thought, oh, I better do it with my dominant hand.
I actually I can do it either way, but I usually, okay. Because I'm left-handed, generally it's my left hand that opens or closes. So,
okay.
So that is my dominant hand that opens or closes. So I guess it's whatever feels right for you.
I was getting the opposite for yes and no than what you said, because for yes I was getting, you know, it stays.
And that's fine.
For no, it,
okay. Your body's going to tell you how it wants to communicate with you.
Okay.
I mean, years ago
I asked the question again if all the energy was mine, and then now I've gotten a different answer.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
No, it isn't. Now I'm getting no, it isn't all mine.
Well, why don't we actually take the energy that isn't yours? Why don't you take it, feel where it is in your body, and push it out? Because I was actually getting that it wasn't all yours. And push it out, and just you can ask the angels to push it to the light. You can kind of envision it going up into the light. You see that, how that shifted? You can also shift your energy by using I am's, the I am statement. I am energetic. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling strong. Because we have to watch our words. Our words are extremely, extremely important. Our thoughts are extremely important. And it's very easy to forget that, and, you know, or most of us don't even know that, and we're saying things like, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I'm so tired of doing all this work. You know, and we start to complain. And so what actually we're doing, since we are energy, actually since we are pure awareness in a vehicle that is energy, we start to create what we say. Words and thoughts have quite a bit of power. In fact, of course, in Miracles, they say there's no such thing as an idle thought. There's no such thing as idle words either. So you really want to be aware of what you're thinking and what you're saying, because it will influence your body. Do you feel a little different, Mary Jane? No, it was Beth. I'm sorry. It was Beth.
I do. I feel a little bit lighter.
Yeah. It was, I mean, some of that was yours. Some of that was yours. But, you know, even what you have, that feeling of being tired or run down, ask yourself if it's resistance. to going to Chicago.
Could be.
Yeah, ask yourself. What is it? What answer are you getting?
I'm getting yes.
Yeah. So now you have the opportunity here. You can ask. You always have an opportunity to change your mind about things. So you can actually ask, how can I see this differently? How can I see this trip as an opportunity? How can I feel good about this trip? By asking open-ended questions, you're giving your mind, allowing, you know, your higher self, and you're allowing your mind to get different answers than you would ordinarily have, because you're opening yourself up to possibilities.
I love that.
Yeah, that's really great. I love that too.
Yeah, and it's very powerful. So you always want to ask yourself, you know, how can I see this differently? How can I see this from a higher place? How can I see this from a neutral place if you're feeling agitated about something? Okay. So getting back to energy. So we know that energy is all around us. We know that we can pick up other people's energy. We know that we're made up of multi-bodies. And we know that there are ways, actually, that there are negative forms of energy, right? And we know that we can walk into a room and you can feel the energy of the people in the room, right? Has anybody not experienced that? Everybody experiences that. You go into a party and you know whether the vibes are good or the vibes are kind of sad, you know, or angry. Whatever it is, you can feel it. So even more than that, you can go into, I had an experience. I actually had a client, a session with somebody this week. Not exactly a client, but I had a session with this woman this week. And she said, I'm going so crazy. My dog is waking me up all night long. Well, I checked. It hurt, and it's been going on for about a week or two. So I tapped in, and basically the dog was upset because an energy portal had actually opened up in her home. There was a portal, and there was, you know, there were entities moving in and out. I'm saying entities, but I don't, you know, there was just energy of beings moving in and out of this portal from other dimensions in her house. Her husband had brought it in. He doesn't have very positive energy. So, you know, I helped her clear it. I cleared it. I closed it, you know, and I just told her to use angels to keep her space. And she emailed me right the next day, you know, thanking me because the dog had slept all night long because the place was clean. I had the experience, too, before I realized that I could actually clear spaces in advance before I go there. And that's something you may want to do before you go to Chicago, Beth, is to clear your hotel. Clear the space in your hotel room, you know, from all the old and stale energy from the people who've been there before. You don't have to experience that. In a pranic healing and in a Qigong, we scoop the energy off and throw it away. We scoop the energy off and throw it away. So we clear and clear and clear. In pranic healing, they don't even touch the person that they're working on. They just keep clearing out the old stale energy. And they feel that that's responsible for everything. I don't believe that. But I think it can be a contributing factor to different things. It can definitely disrupt you because your energy. So if you walk into a field that is got negative, quote unquote, vibration, and you walk into that field, don't you think you're going to feel it? So why not clear it before you even go there? So on the homework, I've given you some ways of clearing energy. And, you know, the easy ways, you know, using sage, burning sage or incense or, you know, bringing in angels and, you know, there's just lots of different ways. You can also use intention, which is really, our minds are very powerful. We start to learn how to harness our mind. And so you visualize the place where you want, you know, the space to be clean. Does anybody have any questions about that?
I did that a couple weeks ago. I woke up and thought, oh, my gosh, it feels like depressing here.
Good. Really, and you cleared it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. And did you use, what did you use to clear it, Deb?
Just intention.
Exactly. Yeah, we have a lot of power in our intentions, and, you know, we don't always realize it, but you can actually clear things with your intentions.
Oh.
So, and then also in matrix energetics, we learned about frequencies, that there are all different frequencies that you can tap into also. You know, some that are really powerful for cleaning and clearing and some that are, you know, will bring in love. You know, like I'll bring in a spirit or the universe or God or whatever you want to call it, you know, to working with relationships, working, and everything is with consciousness. Everything has a consciousness. So I bring that in all the time. So, a lot of powerful things. Anybody have any questions? So, do we want to play tonight? Do we want to play with? We can go all around and see. You know, we'll check everybody and see. You know, are you carrying somebody else's stuff? Is your place clean? Energetically, I'm not asking about, you know, if you've got dishes not done. I'm not. We're not going to get the clean police
out. Yeah, so we write on our names on the table.
We're not going to check and see if you dusted. but you know, let's do that because it's really important. You know, this is definitely the woo woo, some of the woo woo part. We can get a lot more woo woo than this, you know, if we want to. But it's important because this really is something that energetically comes up. And another thing that comes up also energetically that can contribute to things are past lives. Or things can come in actually from other dimensions as well. But that's a little beyond the scope of this particular class, so we're not going to go there today. But I'm just letting you know that there are other aspects of things. So getting back, you know, to, you know, like health issues and whatever, there, or even patterns, there can be other reasons for it. It just, you know, more possibilities. So, okay. So, Miss Pamela, are you there, sweetie? Are you on mute?
No, I'm off mute now.
Good. Your little boy's being good?
Yeah, well, I just brought him outside, so he's hanging in the yard.
Good. Good for him.
Yep.
So, okay. So, let's just check and see if you're carrying something that might not be yours.
Well, check and see if my dog is carrying anything. He's parked more this since I've moved in this house than I've ever heard him in my entire being.
Well, let's take a look at your house then.
Okay.
So how would you like to do the, you know, asking your body?
Well, I'm sure there's something. Remember I was telling you about the rings disappearing?
Yeah.
Reappearing? I'm
yes.
sure there's stuff in this house. Girls, I had two rings that disappeared for 3 days that was on my bed, on my nightstand, that showed up the night that I went to St. Michael, and I said, please let me remember where I put these rings. Angels, please let me remember, and quit playing around with me. And by gosh, the rings were there the next morning. But they
had not tell them where they were, because that was really kind of cool.
They were up under a black scrunchie that I had taken off the night before and happened to pick it up the next morning. I thought, where's that scrunchie? And I went to get it, and the rings were under there. But that nightstand had been perfectly clean for 3 days.
So, yeah.
So, I still don't know if that's my angels playing games. Because, I mean, I've yelled at them and said, leave me alone.
Well, we all have 860-something angels on the
right.
average. So, okay.
There's something going on in this house.
Something's going on in your house. Okay, so let's take a look and see and ask yourself, are there spirits in this house?
Yes.
There are.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get rid of them?
I'd love to let them go on their own way.
Okay, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to actually bring in Archangel Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And ask him to throw some golden mesh around the spirits in your house and send them up to the light with your blessings.
Woohoo.
Now, see, that already feels a lot better. Can you feel the difference?
Yes. Yes.
Now, you actually are feeling that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's interesting. So what you don't feel, because you are feeling, and you are very perceptive, what you don't always feel are feelings.
Correct.
Or emotions.
And well, I know that comes from being raised the way I was raised.
Of course.
And I know a lot of it comes from my industry.
That's true.
But it'd be nice to feel like a girl once in a while.
Well, let's create a goal. So why don't you state it like it's already happened?
I feel and act like a woman.
What kind of a woman? Give yourself a description. You want to get very, very specific.
A voluptuous. No, I don't think that would work in my
Okay, Pamela. What kind
Girl,
of a woman? A warm and loving, caring,
yes.
feeling? What kind of a woman?
Warm, caring, studious, decisive. Make good decisions.
Good. How does that feel to say it?
Stand up to, which I do this pretty well anyway, stand up to relationships and feel good about it.
What does that mean, to stand up to relationships?
Oh, because I had a guy the other day want to go out with me and inform me that he wanted to play around. He thought I'd be a great little play partner. I thought, what the hell is this about? I meet you at the dog park? And you want to go out on a date with me and then let me be your play partner? I don't think so.
Right.
So I told him I had too many of those already. I didn't need any more.
Good for you.
Girls, it took me.
Get in line, so buddy. That's priceless.
But y'all have to understand how much it took for me to say that.
That's
mean, it's
wonderful.
Amazing. Yeah, I was real proud of myself because I don't know how to say that easily. But I did it. I just said, screw it. I'm not putting up with some guy. I want to come out to the dog park and enjoy myself without thinking this guy, I'm going to give it up. But I want to be able to feel like I want to dress and go get pedicures and do all the things that I stopped doing.
Well, do it. I'm a girly girl.
I'm a girly girl. Exactly.
There you go. Good. Okay. So, Beth, let's take a look. What's going on? We looked at some of the stuff that you were carrying, the resistance. How does that feel to you now?
It feels a lot lighter.
Good. And also, you know, clearing the hotel room. What I was starting to tell you guys is, you know, several years ago I was traveling with someone with two cats. And we had the cats in the hotel rooms. The first night the cat yowled all night long. I didn't even think. You know, here I'm, you know, working with energy for years. I never even thought that I needed to clean that hotel room. So now I just do it as a matter of course. And I do recommend that. You know, what do we need to be in other people's energy, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
Yeah. So use your intention. And, you know, and you can just, you know, just ask. You know, just create it, that it's already clean. Already clear. And, okay. So, Mary Jane.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, when I did the, do you have other people's stuff that you're carrying around? My mother came up, and
yep.
I just felt. I mean, I'd never, ever, ever framed it that way, and thought about the fact that I could be carrying. But my parents both. I mean, they lived really small and tiny and careful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I learned that, and I always thought it was more just me learning it rather
Mm-mm.
than me taking it on as
you took it on.
Part of wanting to be a good daughter to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does that make sense?
Absolutely. There are a couple of components there. Because,
okay.
Yeah, that's the pattern that you learned.
Right.
And B, you wanted to please them. And so
right.
you willingly took that on. But that's a pattern. That's not the energy. Your mother came up for you because you are carrying some of her stuff.
Hey, so I'm having a real visceral reaction to this.
I know. I felt it. I feel it right now, right in your
Actually,
chest, right?
I get to, right in my stomach.
Yeah, I just feel like somebody's standing on me.
Okay, so go into that feeling. Just feel the feeling, and now take the feeling, and you can actually, the visual I'm getting here is that you're actually like lifting up a trap door, and it's like under there.
Yeah.
And
that feels.
Yeah, so take that feeling, and I'm feeling a lot of pressure in my chest, which would be, but that's not even yours. That's your mom's very heavy emotion. It's like a sadness or a grief that you took on from her. Do you feel that?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's two things going on here. So the first one is to take that stuff from your chest, and you could just put it in that box and vaporize it. That's good. That feels a lot. Doesn't that feel good?
It certainly feels like something shifted.
Yeah, good. Okay. So now you got rid of that. Now the next thing is whatever I saw in that trap door that needs to come out. So there's something hidden. So can you visualize yourself, you know, like lifting up a trap door and pulling out whatever's inside there?
Oh, I'm on the outside lifting it up as opposed to the inside.
Yeah, you're not inside it. You're pulling it out.
Pulling it out?
Yep.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff. So just kind of pull it all the way out. And let those angels just come and take it to the light for you. Wow. That's huge. I never had that visual before.
I never thought of having help before.
Of what?
I never thought of getting help like that before.
Yeah. Getting stepped on. I'm still feeling like there's something with my chest. This is yours, though, in the front of your chest.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost feels like, it feels like resentment. That you had to hide who you were to be what, that you were actually angry at yourself because you, it's sort of like you were trying to be who your parents wanted, but you weren't being true to yourself.
Yes.
So take that feeling and push it into, and put it in that box and vaporize it. You don't need it. Wow, feel how big and open you are. That is beautiful. Wow. So here's what I would suggest is let's just fill it up with love and appreciation. Yeah, it's always good, you know, when you release something to fill it up with love. How does that feel?
A lot lighter.
Good. Okay, Miss Anita.
Yes.
You've been so quiet.
Oh, I'm actually kind of confused because I'm getting the feeling that I thought that clearing the energy field was what we would be doing today, but I'm getting the feeling that everybody already did some of it.
Well, we're doing it right now.
Okay, and I'm not sure I really know how to do it.
That's why I'm here. So that, okay, so I want you to ask yourself, do you know how to do the muscle testing?
Well, other than what I just, you know, what I read in your,
right.
On the workbook page.
Right.
I've never done any of that myself.
Okay, let's see what that feels like.
I've had other people do muscle testing
okay.
On me, but...
So there are lots of ways that you can do it, you know, whether you feel more comfortable with the gauge in front of your eyes, where the needle is going to go back and forth for yes or no, and maybe an I don't know in the middle, or if you want to try the muscle testing with your fingers.
Well, I don't have a gauge, or is that just something that I would visualize?
You visualize it.
Okay.
You create it. You get to play and be creative here.
All right. Well, I guess I want to try the finger.
Okay.
It's described in the workbook.
Yes.
Okay. And
so just, you know, hold one finger one hand with your thumb touching your forefinger.
Right.
So it's pretty solid. And then wrap the other thumb and forefinger around that so it loops together. That would be your dominant hand. So they're it's looping inside the loop.
Okay.
So ask yourself a question like, is my name Anita? And see what happens. Do the fingers stay locked?
And so I've got both of them as
loop.
Rings.
Yes, they're you have two circles interlocking with your fingers.
Mm-hmm. And then what do I do?
ask your body to tell you what it feels like if the answer is yes. And then ask your body to tell you what it feels like if the answer is no.
Okay. I'm really not getting
it. Okay. You may need to practice this a little bit, which is absolutely fine. So, so basically, you don't want to have like a lot of pressure on your fingers, you know, pushing them like really tight. Just kind of like, you know, lightly but firmly. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So now, while they're that way, just say, you know, show me, to your body, show me what yes feels like. For me, the fingers stay together if it's a yes, and if it's a no, they come apart from my dominant hand.
So the dominant hand, they come apart?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You should do a YouTube video, Mark.
I should do a YouTube video of this. I will do that. I'll put it up next. I'll put it up this week.
Yeah, I didn't receive that.
No, I didn't do it, but I'm going to.
Okay, so you have a YouTube.
No, I'm going to create one.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I'm not sure if I'm.
Okay, let's ask it.
Is your
name Anita?
Yeah.
Did it stay solid or did it come apart?
It came apart.
Okay. Okay. So now let's do, is your name Janice?
They stayed together.
Okay. So that now you got your answer.
So I'm the opposite.
For you, yes is it comes apart, and no is it stays together.
Okay, and that's the opposite of what happens for you.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's you communicating with your body and your body communicating with you.
Okay, all right.
So now let's take a look, and we're going to ask your body if you're carrying anybody else's energetic stuff. What did it tell you?
I think I got a tenuous yes.
Good, because I got a yes, too. I told you, 80% of the people I work with are carrying other people's stuff. So
yeah,
let's take a look.
It didn't seem real emphatic. Like
it doesn't matter. Sometimes it'll be, because I don't feel like you're carrying a lot of stuff.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we'll just, sometimes I'll use angels with like a mesh net, a golden mesh, and just have them just do a clean sweep, you know, like around me and through me, and just kind of pull it through and just send it off to the light.
Okay.
That's one way. In the lessons on the recordings, I just have you just push it outside. But you know, you basically feel good, Anita.
Okay, this is what you're perceiving?
Yeah, you basically feel good, but not very grounded. I'd like to kind of pull you into your body a little more.
Okay.
There you go. So just, you can imagine yourself growing roots into the earth. You feel how more present you are?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So one of the ways to be more present is to start appreciating things in your life. So if it's food, you know, you are present. You tune into the taste, the flavor, the texture, all the different qualities that you can appreciate about it, how it was prepared, how it was presented, you know, just noticing the qualities of the people in your life. What is there to appreciate about them? and thinking about that and actually feeling the appreciation will keep you more present and will also raise your vibration.
Okay.
Good. Okay. So, let's see. Did I do you, Pamela?
Yeah, you.
I thought so. And what about you, Deb? Did I do you? Deb? Deb, are you there, sweetheart?
No, I got a call, and I told him I'd have to call him back, so sorry.
Oh, okay. There you are.
I'm
okay,
here.
So let's take a look. Are you carrying other people's stuff? No.
Well, we've talked about it so much, my body's already just said, okay, I'll play.
Right.
It's gone.
Good. Good.
I'm grinning like a Cheshire cat.
Me too. I love it. I love to play in this field. So does anybody have any questions? Your homework is all there. You know, you can enjoy, you know, the work of Alex Gray, which I think is amazing. And if you have any questions, let me know. And you have, does everybody have partners to play with?
I'm not really sure how we left things.
How to what?
I wasn't really clear on how we left things exactly.
Okay, and
this is. I
don't
think you made decisions.
Was that Pamela?
No, it was Deb. I don't think we made the decisions about exactly who we were going to partner up with.
Okay. Okay. So Deb is in Illinois, and
Indiana.
I'm sorry. You should know where you are. what about you and Pamela?
That's fine. I'm open to whatever works.
Okay. So why don't you guys, you know, give your numbers, your phone numbers or emails to each other? You should have the emails and the emails that have been going back and forth.
Okay.
So you can email each other, get phone numbers, and figure out a time to connect with each other. And go over some of the things that we did today, go over any of the lessons that, you know, that we've already covered. And, you know, like everything is up on the New Beginnings page along with the calls so that, you know, with the lesson in there so that you should, you know, like the first lesson, if you guys missed it, was very, very juicy. On forgiveness, and we covered it again last week too, because forgiveness is so, so important. But
if
anybody,
I remember correctly, that was forgiveness of ourselves.
Well, that's the forgiveness of ourselves is really key. Huge, 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 huge. So, if you have any questions, you can always email me, call me. I'm available, and, you know, I just, any comments, you know, any ahas, if you can post them on Facebook or send me emails, inquiring minds want to know. We want to make sure that everybody's getting it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And no more questions, because I want to make sure everybody's got it.
So all the information for me to get a hold of Pamela is on your website. Is that right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's going to be under PamelaGalina@gmail.com.
Yeah, you could go to, okay, there you go, PamelaGalina@gmail.com. And Deb is Deb Ingmeyer. What's your email, Deb?
Comcast.net.
There you
okay.
go. Deb Ingmeyer, I-N-G-M-I-R-E, at Comcast.
Okay. I'll look up on the emails. All right.
Wonderful.
Yay.
Many blessings, ladies. You did some great work tonight. Oh,
thank
I hear Lego.
You did also.
I'm sorry?
I said thank you very much, Beth. You did also some great work.
Well, thank you. Lots of love to you guys. We
talked
to you.
Lots of love to you.
too.
Now, next week, wait, would be, well, we're still here. Next week is Monday. And I don't usually jump around this much, but I'm traveling on Tuesday. So I don't want to be on an airplane at the time of the class.
You're not having a satellite telephone while you're on the airplane. You're taking your personal jet. What's the difference?
Yeah, I wish. It would be nice to take a personal jet. But no. So Monday the 20th, okay. And then the 21st, I'll be in. I'm going to Calgary. So okay. So lots of love, and Monday. And I'll have Michelle send out another email to remind everybody.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Lots of love. Bye.
Hugs and kisses.
Thank you.
Hugs and kisses. Bye.
Bye.